Good morning, honorable members. You are welcome to our committee meeting. My name is King Gunene, committee secretary for this portfolio committee. We are not having our chairperson. She is on the sick leave. She will resume her duties at the beginning of November. So in that case, according to section 159, we are expected to elect an acting chairperson who will do the powers of the chairperson in her absence. For now then, I'll call for the nomination. Honorable Papa.
I come with the name of Honorable Ex Mawas to be chairperson of this meeting.
The name of Honorable Mabasa has been raised. Any seconder? Honorable Misha? Honorable Misha is seconding the name of Honorable Mabasa to an acting chairperson. Any further nomination? None. In that case, then I'll request Honorable Mabasa to come and act as an acting chairperson. Thank you, Honorable Members. While he is still coming forth to act as an acting chairperson, we have been requested by IT. Parliament is going on live, so we have been selected as one of the committees that they will be piloting with. So what they are trying to do is that they are minimizing the use of papers. So what they are going to do, everything will be through a cell phone and the iPad and the laptops. So for now, I'll request them to come and explain how will that be happening. But what I know is that they will request the phones and the iPad of members to put that app on their gadgets. Hence, in the SMSs that we sent yesterday night, we indicated or we requested members that they must come with their gadgets. While the meeting is on, they will be requesting those gadgets to load that app. So while Honorable Mabasa is coming forth, I'll give them 2 minutes to explain how does that work and then how will members be assisted with that app. Thank you. We've got Mr. Dave Long.
Good morning, honourable members. I'm from the project management office. Dave Long's my name. I'm part of the project to load the, install the My Parliament app. You've probably heard of that over the years that Parliament has been developing this application to put onto the mobile devices. So you can see all your meetings, your ATCs, everything you want to see, all your documents will eventually end up there on that device. So it's part of Parliament's broad paperless, moving to a paperless society eventually. There'll be a bigger launch going, but this committee was selected as one of the pilot committees to just test out the application. The guys from, so we're here today, for those who want to have it loaded, we encourage you all to have it loaded, but we can't force everybody. And I'll leave it at that. I don't know if I've missed anything, team.
So just on the where we're going to be loading this application, it'll be primarily on your tablet devices. If you don't have your tablet devices here today, we could also load it on your cell phone as well. It doesn't matter which device, it's just easier on the tablet itself. For the app for the Samsung or Android devices, it's a bit more easy to install, but with the Apple devices, we require the Apple ID password. And If you are uncomfortable giving it to us, you could just punch it in at some stage so that we can install the My Parliament app on your device. It shouldn't take too long. We're going to be sitting behind the committee room in the canteen, just installing the application so the committee can continue with its business for the day. If it's okay, I know some of the members have seen us in E538, and the app is probably installed on their devices, and probably the members that we've not yet set up, for example, Honourable Chance Name, Honourable Kuruga, and so forth, if we could get those devices, if possible, to set up. If you got the SMS late and you didn't bring your device, we're going to be in E538 for the duration of this month, and we'll just follow up through Dave which members have not been set up yet, and we'll just make follow-up calls on that as well. Thanks.
Any question from members? Honourable Kruger.
So when are we going to start then with the paperless procedures? Because I think that is the main aim of this exercise, is to cut down on paper. So when are this committee not going to hand out papers anymore?
We're going to take Mr. Dave.
Mr. Dave, sorry.
Good, thank you for that. That's part of a broader initiative which we'll go through the House Chairs and they will do a launch of the project to all members, and then there'll be announcements then that to say, look guys, we're going to stop printing the paper. You'll now have to get the information from your tablet. So that's coming, but it's not right now. Now you're just getting something that will help you, hopefully, when you're in a remote area or somewhere and you want to look at your documents, you'll get them up to date. Hopefully the latest documents will be sitting there. Parliament loads them on time, and your committee meetings, you'll see everything. We're available to demo the app to you if you want to see it as well, but I know you've got a pressing program probably today. We can also come back and make that offer to come and show you the app on the screen.
Thank you. But I think what I'm here, correct me, Honourable Kroker, what I'm hearing you saying is that since we're a pilot project committee, we as a committee, when will we start using, once members have been loaded with an app, so we from the secretariat, then should we start immediately doing that. But before you respond, the other thing that I would like to bring to the attention of members is that we have not yet as secretariat gone for training. So I should think since they're putting the app up, then we'll be taking for training how do we implement the
Okay, thank you. Yes, it would be something your own committee will decide when you go move across and you're ready with your committee secretary. But I know there'll be something from the likes of Mr. Frolic at the House Chair level, and I think they want to do an announcement at a speaker level to say, now we're going to go for the app and now we're going to use it, and we'll start from this point on, there'll be no paper. So that's part of another. This is, we're just feeding into that process. Sorry, and you had another part of your question.
Do you want a follow-up or should I take follow-up? Then it will be Honourable Misha.
I was just wondering, because I'm going to use our Parliament email, right, to give us notices and all that. Can they link our Parliament email so that it becomes part of our normal day of email, so that I don't have to go to my Parliament email to check my email? You understand what I'm saying? So that we, so, you know, that it come up on my list of emails. I don't know what you call it.
You're taking an answer. Yes, okay, well, yeah, that'll be the benefit. If we show you the app, you'll see it, but I don't know if you're familiar with the tablets and that, but they give little notifications, and you can choose whether you want all the notifications from Parliament and which type of notification, but you'll get notifications to say it won't really be linked to your email. So your email is separate. We don't go near that. I know there's certain parties that don't want to even use Parliament's email, so we just ignore the email for now. It'll just come as a notification to say you've got a meeting. Sorry, let's get the other gentleman done.
Honourable Mission. This committee, we are told, has been selected as a pilot project. Now, once these apps have been inserted, are we going to be shown how to use them, how to benefit from them, and if yes, when is that going to happen? Is it something that can be done before it is done, so that when we receive the apps or our gadgets, we know how to use the apps?
All right. There is some view that nowadays when you download onto your tablets an app, most apps like your bank and that, you don't kind of get help. It should be intuitive, and you should be able to find your way. So some people think we don't need to really give you any training. I don't agree with that myself. I think we're here to help where we can. So there is a training manual on the actual app. So you could always do that and do that. But we've got people in E538, which is largely this crew here. They issue your equipment and everything, but at the same time, they can show you the app. They can demo it to you. We do come to the committees themselves and offer to demonstrate the app. Then you'll see it's quite straightforward. It's not rocket science. It's quite easy stuff. But we're there to help you. If you want one-on-one training, that's also available through your committee, through Sally and the guys, Mr. Smith, from E538. So they're also available to make a meeting, and they can come sit with you and help you with the app. So we're fully keen to train as well. But let's just load the app. That's what we're asking today.
Thank you, Mr. Deb. But the other thing, I think, why Rev. Mishra say it would be maybe easy to say once the app is there, maybe we can take about 15 minutes while all members are here, go to this to make it easy. Maybe then we can decide when that can be done. But what I'm thinking is easy when the app is already in the gadget.
Mm-hmm. We'll make a day when we come and meet with your committee and talk. I can come lunchtime, but I think people are all going to the mini budget speech and stuff. So I think today we've got a pleasant program. We can make the next time you sit, we can have a slot where you maybe give me 10, 15 minutes and somebody will come and demo it to you. But let's load it now in the meantime. That's what we're asking.
I think that's the agreement from the member. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Dave.
So those who want to give, please.
Yes, yeah, and Tate Mruti?
Are we going to be given an opportunity of a few minutes just to go and hand them in, or you don't have to go, because some of them have codes, passcodes, you know.
Okay. I think what we should do, let's quickly introduce ourselves, because we have other members who are not necessarily full-time with us, so that immediately after we have done that part, in case they need to be released early, so that we can, Ms. Adams, just 2 more minutes before. Let's do this. Let's quickly introduce ourselves. My name is because we don't have our name tags with us here, and we have other members who are not necessarily from this committee. We will do it this way as members first, and then the secretariat will follow. I am Mabasa, Shitlangoma Mabasa, and acting as you have just nominated me to us to act as chair. It's your turn now, ma'am.
Good morning, gentlemen and ladies of the administration. My name is Patricia Adams.
Good morning. My name is Timothy Koza.
Good morning. My name is Ndumiso Kapa.
Good morning. My name is Indra Kruger.
Good morning. My name is Toby Chance.
Good morning. My name is Kenneth Mishwe.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Lamalan Kosa.
Thank you very much. Secretariat, please.
My name is King Gunene. Commissioner Secretary, we have got Ms. Nola Chobotwana, Commissioner Assistant, and then we've got Mr. Mteteleli Velem, Executive Secretary to Honorable Mabasa. And then in apologies, we put an apology of Mr. Kumete, who's part of the Secretariat.
Honorable Mlauzi, if you can please on the mic, introduce yourself.
My name is Honorable Mlauzi, on behalf of EFF, when I'm here.
Honorable Kruger?
The last member is here, new member of this committee.
The last member, what do you mean?
Yeah, we introduced him. He's a new member of this committee.
Yes, we must welcome him. But he needs to buy us a cake, you know, Honorable Mlauzi. So, now that we have, let me declare the meeting open. And now that we have done that, I would like to ask Ms. Member Adams, as well as Member Koza, that if time allows them, they may continue with us as we go through the meeting. But because we know there are various engagements, if they need to leave, they are free to leave. But I do wish to extend a word of appreciation for them having come to start the meeting with us. Thank you very much. And you are welcome to leave if you are pressed. Thank you. Let's now look at the item that was suggested by Honorable Mishwe of the items that need to be handed over. How can we do it? Do we want to take a 5 minutes break so that we effect that? I will assume that we can only handle what we have with us. If items are in the office, etc., I think we should handle that for next time, but only what we have with us. It's like myself, I only brought the cell phone. I did not bring the other items. Is this a sound suggestion for 5 minutes to interact? But I will suggest that the training, let's not ask for the training now. Let's see if we can set up another day for the training. But let me hear from members. I'm suggesting just to hand them over for the setup, and then that's where we finish the business with them. And then for the training, we will select another day where hopefully we will even have more members, permanent members. Let me hear from members on the training. Honorable Chance?
Thanks, Chair. I think a few minutes training probably is a good idea. And suggest that it be given once as many of us as possible have had the app loaded so that we can actually practice as we go. So as the training is happening, we actually have our devices in front of us and we can go through it together.
Yeah. Honorable Mishwe?
To support that, Chairperson, next week we need to confirm how many members have those apps uploaded so that if they're all uploaded, then we can set up the training.
Okay. maybe before we finish our meeting, we can see which day will be suitable for most of us, so that we, through the secretariat, we suggest that day, and that day, as Honorable Chance is suggesting, we come with our equipment. Can we conclude it that way? And then, as for the process of handing over to them, etc., am I correctly reading the mood that we take 5 minutes, be sure that we have handed to them where we need to give them passwords, we have given them passwords, and after 5 minutes we resume our meeting. Is that all right? Is that a good way forward? Okay. Let's do that. Let's be with them within 5 minutes. Others can take tea in the meantime. Honorable Mlaudzi?
Yes, I'm covered in terms of this app. They did in our portfolio committee of transport yesterday.
Okay.
And again, as a NEC member, they start by us.
We have been missing you. You.
No, I was worried with the task that was sent. I think in the overalls because they were of no use. Until yesterday.
Overall, it's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll go for it. Go down. Grab it. Oh, man. Bim. Oh, man.
But you must read the overall because they just make you another person. It takes a lot of your character in this.
But we
are not winning.
We
are not winning anything.
They say if you don't take your device, they may have to offer it to me. Because it has been waiting for you. So I said I would persuade you and see if I can succeed.
When is the mama coming?
Next week she should come.
She can travel. She's going to be at the circle tomorrow.
She's not going.
Remember,
she's gone.
That's why I'm saying.
Yeah.
So is it just me and
Mr. Mabakam and
Thank you.